Gross Invasion of Privacy Part 4. They're only looking out for your own personal safety in these modern times. All machines, be they handheld devices or otherwise, come with literature nowadays. It is required by law. Of course, most of the time we all ignore the literature because we just rely on the salesperson to tell us what we need to know about our new acquisition and who is such a good friend and always on our side. More often than not, the literature is produced in such tiny script that it is unlikely that we would want to tackle reading it in the first place. Here is the added killer though. When we did a full research of what is on this warning, apparently even disabling your voice recognition software does not guarantee that the TV in question won't still continue to listen out for words that have been deliberately programmed into the machine to reactivate the listening capabilities. In the world of internet usage, keywords are most important when the search engines are looking through things that you have written for all the world to see. Well, apparently, even with the enabling device turned off, should certain words that have previously been deliberately recorded into the software, like key phrases, like particular words, perhaps even a tone of voice, who knows, will suddenly override the turning off mechanism to allow it to turn it on again, so that in quotes, Samsung may still collect associated texts and other usage data so that we can evaluate the performance of the feature and improve it, end of quotes. It says you can disable this feature through scrolling down the settings menu. It says that by changing the settings, this will also disable all voice command capabilities. It says that you can disable data collection entirely through the settings menu, which will also disable all voice command capabilities. And that is the end of part 4.